So today is November 8th, 2016. We're going to do lesson, what?
It's the 9th.
Is it the, oh, the 9th. I'm sorry, the 9th. We're doing lesson number 460. And I'm just, I don't know, the title, Separation in Line, with this name, Sayaka, which, so we don't really know what even that, you know, it's a Hebrew name. So this is really about understanding the relationship between your pelvis, the lower back, the upper back, and your neck, and all relating to your abdominal area. So I'm going to break it down that way. So as you're lying on your back, take a moment to sense and observe how you're resting today. Bring your four points or dots into your awareness, and then connecting those lines so that you have your rectangle. And observing, sensing, noticing how your rectangle shows up today. So within this rectangle is this whole area that we're going to work with. We are going to be involving your legs in the lesson to free up your hips some more. But just really sensing how your pelvis is lying. How do you sense your lower back, the mid back, your upper back? And then if you can bring your awareness to your front side, so on the front side is where your abdominal area is. And draw into your awareness that your abdominal area goes all the way up to the base of your sternum. And then slowly and gently roll your head a little bit to the right and left, noticing the quality of rolling your head, how that's feeling this morning. Excellent. So you're going to bring your legs together, which we've done before, so that the inside edges come close to touching, let's say. So, sorry, not your feet, the whole leg. So your legs are long, and so think of the inside edge of your feet touching, so where the big toe is, all the way down to the heel. And very gently and slowly, you start a movement by flexing your feet and then extending. So flexing is as if you pull the top of the feet towards you, and then extending is moving them away. But again, you want to do this so the whole inside edges of your feet are touching. Okay? So, Brigida, think inside edges. That's it. And pull your outside edges out. There you go. Right? So it's almost like making your feet flat, right? That's it, Becca. And now slow the movement down a little bit. That's it. And think about in which direction would you want to start adding in to bend your knees? What makes sense to you? Here you go. That's it, Marlene. Oh, interesting. So one direction, you're going to start to bend your knees, and then the other direction with your feet, you straighten the knees. And like in all classes with all lessons, I've said this multiple times, right? Both options are a possibility.
So now I can see their connection.
That's it. So as you bend the knees with the feet, start to pay attention to that lower abdominal area, right? So if your lower back is starting to maybe talk and squawk to you a little bit, that's a signal that the abdominal area is not involved. Right? So maybe the lower back starts to flatten a little bit. And think of those abdominal muscles pulling in and down, down being towards your back. Okay, rest for a minute. Legs long, let the legs fall open. And we're going to come back to this in a moment, but you're going to change what you did with your feet. Okay, so whatever direction you started, you're going to do the opposite. You guys are pretty split down the middle. Half of you did it one way and the other half did it the other way. So whichever way you did it, let's do the opposite. So if you bent your knees and flexed your feet, this time you bend your knees and point your toes. And how does that affect you? And again, notice the belly coming in, thinking of the inside of the abdominal wall pulling back to your lower back. Nice, Becca. Excellent. Okay, and let's rest again. So now this time we're going to bring the feet back up and we're going to start with the movement once again of, I'm going to say flexing the feet, but you're going to tie that into your breath so the knees stay straight this time. So as you flex the feet, pulling them towards your face, do so as you exhale, right? So as you empty your tummy out, you flex the feet and then you take a breath as you point the toes. Now you're going to add in bending the knees. So you're going to flex the feet, bend the knees, exhale, drawing the stomach, the abdomen, down towards your back. And then as you lengthen out, you take a big breath in. And now we're going to add one more piece. That's it. And you don't have to, the legs don't bend all the way up, right? It's just a soft bend in the knees. And soften the ankles. Most of you are doing that perfect. So as you flex the feet, bend the knees, on the exhale, you're now going to lift your head a little bit so that your chin comes into your chest. So you really allow the abdominal muscles to sink towards the back of the floor where your lower back is. Straighten out, take in a nice breath, and just pause. Right, don't rush it. So what is it like to completely empty your breath, letting those abdominals come to the back, Flex the feet, the knees, lift the head. Beautiful. Really empty out the belly and the lungs. So now you should start to feel the chest moving down towards the belly. Your chest and rib cage folds. Folds. Beautiful, Nancy. You get really small on the front side. Excellent. And let it go and just really rest. Just notice your inhalation and exhalation. Okay, we're gonna come to this again. You're gonna start first with the feet. So on the exhale, the feet flex, the knees bend. So just start with that, leaving your head on the floor, because we're going to add in the opposite direction in a moment. So again, you empty out the lungs, you exhale, you flex the feet, bend the knees. Then as you straighten the legs, you inhale and you pause. Leave your head, Marlene. No head, because you're going to do the opposite in a minute. Now, as you continue to exhale, bend the knees, flex the feet, can you let the chin now move away from the throat? So you're going to let your head tilt back. And then it comes back to neutral. As you straighten the legs, you take in a breath and just pause, right? Really don't be in a hurry. Exhale, feet flex, knees bend, and you allow the head to hang back. Good. Now, go back to the earlier way where you're now going to lift the head, bring the chin into the throat. Really let the chest, better Marlene, let the chest flatten, right? Let those abdominals move towards the back. Just think all your guts move towards your back. Is something a little softer with the chest? Can you fold more? Can you make the front side of you very folded? Empty, empty, empty those lungs. Try it one more time and then we'll pause. Beautiful. Beautiful. And rest. Everybody rest. And again, as you rest, let your legs relax, your feet relax, and just observe what's changing about your breath and your breathing. And then what has changed in the way that you're lying on the floor now, in your back. Okay, we're going to come back to it again, inside of the legs together. So as you exhale, you flex the feet, bend the knees, and this time it's a little tricky. We're going to add in the shoulder girdle. So your head stays on the floor, but you lift the shoulders, yeah. So think of the chest still shrinking, right? So in a way, it's like the head hangs back, right? The head hangs back because you bring the shoulders forward. That's it, Brigida, that was good. So again, just go slow. You exhale, you bend the knees and the feet. The head hangs back because the shoulders lift. No, Marlene. Head has to stay on the ground. Let the head hang back. You can't lift the head in the air. It hangs back, that's it. So how do the shoulders come forward? Forward, not back. So, yeah. Okay, go back, Becca, pause. Just think of your head hanging back. So bend the knees, bend the feet, exhale. Now let your head hang back and let the shoulders come forward with that. Forward. That's it, like that. Shrivel the chest. That's it, and come out of it. Beautiful, Marlene, that's the idea. Beautiful in the back. Really good. I know, it's peculiar, isn't it? It's really, that's a good word. It's peculiar. It's like, what? Right? Sometimes I ask you to do things that's like, what? How does this make any sense? Sometimes it doesn't make sense. This is a peculiar lesson. It was good for this day. We're entering a peculiar period of time. Right? Excellent. Excellent. Okay, let's pause and rest. So now we're going to switch things up to your inhalation, right? And again, I think, you know, I talked a little bit before the lesson, what's so profound about this method and this work is you see in every lesson, right, there is no right way. It's options, and we try different ways. And when you try different things and put different ways together, different things come out of that, right? And it evokes change, which is good. So, before you flex your feet and bend your knees, you're gonna get into your mind. You're now gonna do that as you inhale, right? So it's totally different. So you bring the inside of the legs together, right? So as you take a breath in, you flex the feet, bend the knees, and then as you exhale, you move them away from you. And again, there is no right or wrong. What you're looking for is to ask yourself, how is this different? You mean when you inhale?
Yeah.
When you inhale, you arch.
Arch.
Right. When you exhale, you flatten. Right?
Just opposite from
you. Yeah. So as you flex, draw the knees, take a breath in, as Brigida suggested, right? The upper back arches a little bit. Okay, so now you're going to add in another little piece. You're starting to become like a worm. So because the upper back, you get that arch, when you lengthen the legs to exhale, you flatten the lower back, right? And then you flatten the back. So you take a breath in, flex the feet, bend the knees, and then as you exhale, right, you empty the lungs, you empty the chest, you lengthen the legs, and everything gets flat. Beautiful, Becca. So empty, Nance. And now as you take a breath in, Nance, and bend your knees and feet, really big chest, arch. That's it. Sit on your tailbone. So when you arch, you sit on the tailbone. That's it, Marlene. Now as you exhale, flatten it all out. Now, look at how much you can get your abdomen back to the floor, right? Now you guys are, right? And it's kind of like a wormy movement, right? You go from arching to really flattening. That's it, Becca. Really take your back now and towards the sternum. Like, that's it. This area, yeah! You're becoming a good inchworm, right? But it's really kind of interesting. That's it, Marlene. When you really, really get that flattening, so you really, really suck this all in and take those ribs back and just, right? Really feel that now the back of the ribs that you can press back and the front side of the ribs, yes, are drawing down, right? It's almost like somebody's strangling you down there, right? Taking everything out of you. Okay, and let it go. So as you're resting there, again, just observe your breath and breathing. Like something's changing inside that whole rectangular cavity, right? It's like we're moving things around. Okay, so we're going to add your head into this. We're going to continue. So as you take a breath in, you flex the feet, bend the knees, right? And as you're breathing in, feel what your chin and head wants to do. You get an arch back. And then as you exhale and lengthen the legs, right, the chin just pulls down. You don't really have to lift the head, Marlene. Just let the chin pull down. So again, Nance, you don't have to lift the head, but just let the chin pull into the throat. So something happens. Yes, pull into the throat on the exhale. Inhale. Your chin moves away from your throat. Beautiful, you guys. So yeah, just let the chin pull down, right? It's this compression on the whole front side. Yes. Beautiful. That's it. Excellent. Okay. Let's let it go again and rest. And again, once you fall into starting to rest, as you observe, the first thing to start to change and shift around and kind of find a newness is your breath and your breathing. So it looks to make sense for you. And then you start to settle in to a rhythm. Okay, so to really confuse you, we're going to go back to the earlier way, which is as you bend the knees and feet, you exhale. And as you exhale, you're going to slightly lift your buttocks, right? Which will fit in to flexing. So you kind of dig your heels. That's it, Marlene. Dig your heels as you bend your knees into the floor So you can barely lift just the buttocks cheeks, but you're still on the exhale, so the guts and everything is rounding back towards the floor. Or another way of thinking of it is that the pubic bone, right, is moving closer towards the sternum. And then slightly there, lift, that's it. And then move all, yes, yes, shrivel yourself up on the front side. It's like shriveling yourself up on the front side. That's it, Becca. Excellent.
Exhaling.
You're exhaling. So now we're going to add in the head, right? So you're going to lift your head. You do get to lift your head this time and draw your chin in too. It'll make sense that the pelvis and the head lift at the same time. Aren't we glad we don't know what that saka means?
Inchworm.
Somebody go research Hebrew. You're exhaling. So as you exhale, the knees bend, the feet, the pelvis lifts, and the head. And it makes sense in a way, right? Kind of get all the parts going together. Whew. You just think you're shriveling up the front side. Excellent. Beautiful. Okay, and let's again take a rest. Let's really, really rest. So I'm just going to weave in a little bit of what we've been doing the last couple weeks, just to kind of mix it up here a little bit, give you a little break from this. So what we've worked on in the last couple weeks is now think of the outer edge of your feet, taking the outer edge out, bending the knees, that's it, drawing the heels together, and in a way the lower back flattens, right, taking the gut back. And then straightening the legs, right? And just asking yourself, noticing for yourself, is something a little softer in the hips now? And do they move a little bit more equal? Like there's something that's more neutral now, right? The knees out, beautiful. Yes, you flatten, yeah. Right, so what was causing some lower back issues is when the back was arching, and now as you bring the legs up, it flattens, yeah. So now, can you bring your legs up and find a reasonable place where the feet are together, the heels together, and you can stay there? Okay, you're gonna start to, I'm gonna say, use the word tip, right? So the knees are open, and so I want you to think of the right knee and the right side of the pelvis as if you were going to press that side down a little bit, right? So the left side comes up a little bit. And that's it. And not just, don't think just turning to the side, but I want you to think on your back side, you still have your guts and everything pushing down in the pelvis. That's it, Marlene. That's it, Nancy. And then you come back to neutral, right? So the knees are still, Becca, yeah, that's okay. A little bit open, but if that's too much for you, and then you go over to the right, push those guts down, that's it. Feel that the chest and sternum gets pulled down over to the right. Yeah. Now try it a couple times to the left. Right, so think of taking your internal guts down, being down towards the pelvis and knee and down towards the back of the floor. Over to the left a little bit and back up. Excellent. Slowly straighten your legs and rest. I know that's a hard position. Okay, so now we're going to go back for a moment to what we've been doing. The inside edges of the feet together. You're going to bend the feet. You're going to bend the knees on the exhale. And now we're going to work with a shoulder blade. So as you do that and you empty your guts, you press everything to the back. Sternum goes down. Can you bring the right shoulder blade up? Just the right one. So that you feel a diagonal pressing down to the left. That's it, Marlene, beautiful. And then you let it go, right? So we're gonna just do that right side a couple times, right? Because this is so important for the side muscles called your obliques, right? Because this is how we move, is contralateral. But for a lot of us, this is like really challenging. We've lost that. And then when you straighten your legs, as you guys are doing so nicely, you exhale. And now I'm going to allow you to add your head in so that you're, when your legs go straight, you inhale. So then you exhale, empty the guts, bend the knees, feet, lift the right shoulder, and the chin kind of tilts over to the left a little bit, right? That's it. You can lift the back of the head a little bit so the chin goes to the left, just the right shoulder comes up. Empty all the guts out. Have that rib cage press back. So Beck, you can now lift your head, bring your chin right into the yes. That's it. Really empty it all out. Okay. Let's pause. Take a rest here for a moment before we do the left side. Okay, so we're going to try it to the left. So feet together, flex the feet, bend the knees, empty the guts, left shoulder up, chin over to the right, lift the head, Nance, the back of the head comes up. Yeah, so you really get that diagonal. That's it. Really get that diagonal. And then when you lay back down, you take a nice breath in, a pause. Right, notice for yourself if one of the diagonals is stronger or easier for you. Or maybe it's a sense one is less familiar, right? And if you want to, like Becca's doing, if you feel like you want to go back to the other side, you want to alternate one side and the other, and you just compare, right? And if one side does, or one diagonal is a better use of words, feels more familiar, a little easier, why? Is it because you can take the guts back more? Is it because you can really fold easier? Excellent. Okay, and let's once again rest on your backs. Feel your inhalation and your exhalation. Okay, so from here, we're going to add in what we did last week. So let's have you roll to your side, come up to sitting. Let's start with the right leg more in front than the left leg. And what we did, for those of you that weren't here, is you're going to lift up the right leg and you're going to slide your right arm so that the elbow area, it's underneath, and cradling the foot, right? And those of you that were here last week, how's that feel? Is that a little easier, a little bit better? Yep. How are we doing, Nance? Yeah. So think in this position, right, letting the front side of you, that right, the sternum to drop down, emptying those guts to the back, right? So it's about the upper back being able to fold. Now, more that the upper back can fold, then you can really get into the glutes and let them release, right? So your upper back has everything to do with your hips. Ha! There we go. Okay, now, to add it a little bit fun, you can move your left leg a little bit out of the way. Can you go forward to bring your arms down to the floor? So you don't let go of anything, right? So just, how do you take your whole body forward? Don't separate your chest from your leg, right? So your back has to really round, and on the front side, you got to empty out, right? You got to get very collapsed on the front side. Shrivel up.
Does your hip lift up?
Yeah, your left hip can lift up a little bit. You don't worry about that. Most important part is the relationship right now between your chest and leg does not change, right? See how I'm taking everything forward? I don't pull away, right? That's it. And we're, there you go. Right? Yeah. Well, and that's a great thing to do. So you can come back up to sitting. And yeah, can you pivot now your right leg? Bring your right foot to touch over to the left. Ooh, what's that like? Right? So excellent. How are we doing with that? Okay. Let's let that leg go. Why don't you lie on your back and rest a minute before we go to the other side. So what's so fascinating with this lesson is the emptying out, right, of your guts and your belly and really getting those ribs to move backwards, right? Really rounding on the front side, right? When you take those ribs back, right, helps so much with the hips and lengthening the spine. You know what a lot of us just are not very clear about is that we're somehow stuck in our back, right? We either don't know how to round enough or arch enough. We're stuck somewhere in between. So this lesson, you're really, really getting rounded, which allows for some length. Come on up again. We'll bring the left leg closer so that you can bring the left arm underneath the right arm, getting a hold of the foot. You can first cradle it and move it left and right. Your right leg is comfortably somewhat straight. And then you're going to lower yourself down to the floor without changing the relationship of your arms and hands with the foot. Right? So everything just goes forward. So it's really a pivotal movement in the hips, and your back stays long, right? If your chest starts to pull away from your leg, it means it's shortening as you bend forward. It means as you're asking more of your hip, you feel the need to shorten instead of staying long. Excellent, you guys. And then as Marlene brought in a new movement, can you bring the left foot over to the right side? Right? Right? So you really roll over that right glute and buttocks, right? Oh, yes.
That was harder, but I can do it.
right? Excellent. Excellent. Okay, let's let that go and rest on your backs. Okay, so just one more time for me. Let's have you bring your legs together. We'll flex the feet, bend the knees. You'll slightly lift the head, you know, fold the head, the chin, as you empty out. And just see if you really empty out now, right? So how much can you shrivel up the front side? And somewhere can that make sense for you in your mind? That means you're lengthening on the backside, right? So you're getting these ribs to compress on the front side and moving back, backwards, which is widening your back. It's a little easier, isn't it? Beautiful. Okay, and then let all that go and just rest. Again, allow your legs to spread apart and find ease. Allow your breath and breathing to become whatever it is to become. Notice how you're lying on the floor. Now your rectangle, what changed in that rectangle? Notice your breath and your breathing and what changed with that. And then slowly and gently roll your head a little bit to the right and left, feeling the ease in which you roll your head now, softness in your cervical spine. Awesome. Okay, and then taking your time, you're going to roll to your side, come up to sitting, and then standing to see how you feel in this lesson, or from this lesson.